You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Seven minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang, welcome to the show. Ke Laboraro. It's Wednesday, and we're so glad that you're with us here on 702 this morning. I'm with you until 12, so let's kick off the show with the 702 open line. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. If you want to send us your WhatsApp voice note, send it on 072-702-1702. The SMS line is 31702.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, so just got a message here from Mike in Ivory Park. Says, Clement and your team, thank you. I just want to thank you and your team for the assistance you offered to my nephew in forwarding his matter to the CEO of NSFAS. He got a call from one of their staff yesterday. We are hopeful that he will get the assistance that he needs so that he can resume with his quest to become an artisan. Ah, I love that. I really like that. We had the CEO of NSFAS yesterday, and I'm so glad that his team has actually contacted the listeners who gave us their contact details and were having problems with NSFAS. I'm really, really, really glad that this happened. And if some of you, if you get assisted, Mike, in Ivory Park, please let us know if that matter has been resolved. I'd like to hear from you. We'll also get in touch with the CEO's team and find out how many of the cases we forwarded to them coming from our listeners, how many of those cases have they been able to resolve? So it's good to know that they did give you a call yesterday. We go to your lines on 011-883-0702. You can give us send us your WhatsApp voice notes on 072-702-1702. The SMS line is 31702. I've been thinking about the Constitutional Court and the case between the IEC and the DA, and the ANC has also filed an application. When are we going to get the reasons for the orders that they handed out when they dismissed the application by the IEC to postpone elections? Because now the DA has filed papers in the Constitutional Court. They are basically opposing the decision that the IEC has taken to reopen the candidates list process. But this could be resolved if we just get the reasons from the Constitutional Court. And I don't know why that hasn't happened. In fact, I texted someone in the Constitutional Court this morning to find out when can we expect the full judgments for those orders? Is the issue here perhaps capacity? Are there capacity issues? Why is it taking so long to deliberate? And I understand that we cannot expect the Constitutional Court to just come and give reasons willy-nilly when they haven't thoroughly deliberated on the matter. But time is running out. And I know their judgments are precedent-setting, but time is running out. And if they had given us the reasons for those orders, the DA wouldn't probably have had to go to the Constitutional Court, because in those reasons, it would have probably been clearly stated that this is why we made these orders, and that would have clarified the position, and now the order wouldn't be open to so many interpretations. So I don't know, maybe you know why it often takes so long to get the reasons for some of the orders coming out of the Constitutional Court, because we are going to get reasons, right? That's my understanding. And I don't know if it's capacity issues, because there's a lot happening in the Constitutional Court that I hope one day we'll dedicate 30 minutes to have a conversation about it. There must be interviews that must be redone for Constitutional Court justices. Remember, KSEC went to court to challenge the interviews that were done previously a couple of months ago. So those interviews have to be done. And that is urgent, because there are two vacancies now, and there are three more judges that are retiring in October in the Constitutional Court. And the bench is supposed to comprise of 11 judges, right? So what's the plan, even for after October? The Chief Justice is retiring. So what's the plan? Does that mean that we're going to have five acting justices in the Constitutional Court? Because as it stands now, the Constitutional Court is five permanent justices down. Justice Jafta and Kampepe, I think 2 weeks ago, I learned that they were on long leave. The Chief Justice is on leave. And it doesn't look like we'll have anyone acting as deputy. We don't have, in fact, anyone acting as Deputy Chief Justice. And it doesn't look like the president has indicated as to what process is currently unfolding to make sure that there is somebody who takes after the Chief Justice. I know, was it News 24, I think, that reported that they tried to get that information from the presidency, but the presidency not really indicating as to whether that process has started or not. But my goodness, I hope we're going to redo those interviews and there will be justices that are permanently employed there in the Constitutional Court, and you don't have acting justices, and we've got plans on who will be replacing the Chief Justice. That's just one of the things that are happening in the Constitutional Court. Hopefully we'll dedicate some time to talk about that. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the Talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Butana, you're calling us from Rosebank. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement.
Hey, Tara.
Clement, my gripe is the framing of this political killing as a societal problem. It's wrong. It is camouflaging the involvement of the ANC, because the ANC members are the ones that are killing each other.
Mm.
It should be framed properly. It is yet to go to another political party.
Mm. So it's intra-party killings then, Butana?
Come again?
Should we call them intra-party killings?
Yes, it was exclusively claimed. Now it's the ANC criminals that are carrying out this. No other political parties involved. Probably in future years, but now let it be framed properly and it put where it belongs to these criminals.
Mm.
Other day in Little House. Otherwise, you are making ANC to get away with this matter. They must solve it. They are in government. They've got all the resources. They've got intelligence. They've got everything. It's not like, remember in 1990 when we were helpless, apartheid government do as it please, are they doing the same thing?
Hmm.
Come on.
I think you make a fair point, Butana. I'll put that to Zizi Kodwa, the Deputy Minister of State Security, when I speak to him at 10 o'clock. Butana says the framing is wrong, and I think he makes a fair point, because when we talk about them as political killings, we make it sound like it's a societal problem. Yes, violence is a societal problem, but when it comes to killings that happen at branch meetings just before elections, that really often involves ANC members, doesn't it? How often do you hear of other members from other political parties where violence is also rife when they're discussing these issues of nominating their candidates for councillors and ahead of elections? I think Butana makes a fair point. Do you agree with what he's saying, or do you not? I'd like to hear from you. 011-883-0702. Your voice notes are coming through on 072-702-1702. And by the way, I'm seeing many of your messages here, and you are confirming that you also got the assistance from NSFAS. So it's good to know that a lot of you were contacted by the team that works with the CEO of NSFAS. And thanks to Laura and Manzani for compiling the email. They were responding to your WhatsApp messages, making sure that they ask you for your ID numbers, the relevant information, and they compiled a long email and sent it to NSFAS so that you can get the assistance. Let's listen to some voice notes.
Good morning, Clement. I'd like to open a discussion this morning on Open Line. I hope I don't get attacked for this, but dress codes, male and female. I've seen lately women who wear like these gym outfits, like tight pants and things like that, which are quite revealing in the private area, and which is accepted in society currently. I know women should be able to wear whatever they like, but I want to make the example of if a man has to wear a tight pants or tights, which is that kind of revealing, I don't think that will be accepted as a norm in our society, or will be seen as, well, appropriately dressed, because certain parts will obviously become more revealing. So I don't know if we can open that discussion on the open line and see what everyone else has to say.
What? Are you kidding me? Like, where do you enter? Like, wow. Okay. This listener says, let's open this up for discussion. But yeah, this is quite problematic. This is quite problematic because he's complaining that there are certain attires that women wear at the gym, and some of them are quite revealing on their private parts. So what's the issue there? How does that harm you? How does that affect you? And how often do men actually wear pants where you can see that they are bulging? In fact, they do that. You know, they're those gray pants. What do you call those gray pants, Abel, that we wear? No, not the skinny jeans, Laura. The gray ones, like, it's like, yeah, somebody please remind me. What are those gray pants that we're constantly wearing as men? And those are the pants that often actually even show your bulge. Is that such a word, Laura? Bulge? It shows your bulge. No, I don't know. I find that quite problematic. And also, at the gym, why are you busy looking at women's tight pants and what they're revealing? Huh? How does society ask us to cover our bodies as men? Yeah, when we are topless in the beach, or when we are wearing very, very short shorts at the gym, do they ask us that we must dress up properly and cover up? I don't know. I disagree with that view. But look, if you've got a different view or you agree with this listener, give us a call. He's complaining about some of the pants that women are wearing at the gym. That is none of our business what women wear at the gym, the same way that it's none of their business what we wear, unless that harms the next person. If there's harm to the next person, absolutely, let's have a conversation about it.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let's go straight to the lines. Philip, you're calling from Randfontein. Good morning. Philip. Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Philip. Go ahead.
Yes, man. I'm calling about the last caller.
Yes, yes, sir.
Revealing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But now you said it is not our business what other people wear. But now let me explain it this way. That guy was a bit inefficient in the way he explained it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he basically was. I think he was talking about was this woman who wear these tight, revealing. They wear these tight pants, right? Whether they're short or long, but it's like a tight. But they actually making it our business because they want to see what the men's reaction is going to be.
Who said that, Philip? Did they tell you that?
Camel toe. It basically outlines the woman's private part.
Yeah, I hear you, Philip. But I'm saying, did you speak to all the women who wear tight pants that reveal the shape of their vaginas? And did they tell you that we are wearing this because we want to see how you will react as a man? Is that what they told you?
No, you don't have to ask them. There's no decent woman would actually wear that and expose.
But let's not make the assumption, Philip. Let's not make the assumption that women are wearing those to get your reaction as a man, unless you know that as a fact and that's what a particular woman has told you.
Yeah, but you know there are particular women who just dress that way.
Yeah, but what's your business, Philip? How does it harm you? So if someone is wearing pants, oh, and people have reminded me of the pants we often wear as men. They're called track pants, right? Those are track pants. Yeah. Those are sweatpants that we wear that often show our penis prints, that show that we're bulging. Have you ever had women calling out and saying, oh, stop wearing those? What harm? As Philip, when you see a woman wearing those tight pants, what harm are you suffering?
Well, it's indecent, I believe. It's indecent.
But do you suffer any harm? Do you suffer any harm when you see a woman dressed like that?
Yeah, I do.
How?
because it affects my decency.
It affects your decency.
It's my humanity. I'm thinking, you know, we're not women. We're not women, especially women. I don't mind the men, you know, but the women especially.
Wait, you don't mind the men showing pants that show their penis prints, but you mind women showing pants that show the shape of their vaginas?
No, look, society basically doesn't really put much emphasis on men, but women should not wear revealing clothes.
Why? Why women, Philip? That's what I'm trying to get. So if you get to the gym or you're walking on the street and you're seeing a man who's wearing sweatpants that show his penis print, you don't have a problem with that. Why do you have a problem then with a man wearing tight pants, with a woman wearing tight pants that show the shape of their vagina?
Because you see, there's not much a man can do to disclose that because it's protruding. But a woman's thing is not really protruding. So she goes to the extra length of pulling her pants up and try to make it revealed.
No, but men can also wear something that makes sure that there is no bulge. A lot of the men who wear those sweatpants are actually not wearing underwear. That's why you're able to see the shape. So there's stuff that men can do to also keep it intact so that you don't see the shape of their penises through those pants.
Yeah, but you see, on which gender is sex is gender-based violence inflicted? Is more the woman.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And it's the men who are raping those women, Philip. And part of the problem is that men think that they've got some right to tell women what to wear. And men, you're saying it affects your indecency, but there are men who are so indecent that they think that when a woman is wearing tight pants and that shows the shape of their vaginas, and they think they've got a right to go and rape them. And that's where the problem is. As a man, whatever the woman is wearing, you must start asking yourself tough questions when you start thinking about sex. Every time you see a woman who's wearing tight pants that either show the shape of her bums or the shape of her vagina, you are the one that has a problem.
Mm-mm. That woman is basically tempting the men to think that way.
Okay, Philip. Philip, thank you for calling us.
Sure.
Philip is calling us from Randfontein. You see, when we often talk about the little things that happen within our friends, that's what we're talking about. This is what influences and perpetuates rape. It's these views that, oh, yeah, but you can see the shape of your vagina because you're wearing tight pants. That's the problem. Then you think you are entitled to women bodies and you go and you rape them. That's the problem. It's these little things. When you talk to your friends about it, even at the gym, and you say, look at how that woman is dressed, you are the problem. You've got a problem with a woman showing the shape of their vagina through their tight pants. And yet when the man is walking around and you can see they're bulging, that doesn't affect you? Ugh, come on. It's 9:30.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clemens Mwanyatela.
On 702.
28 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's continue with the open line on 011-883-0702. Honestly, yeah, I'm sure you will call me emotional today because some of these issues just are so angering and triggering. I just don't understand why we police women's bodies and why we go the extra mile of justifying, objectifying women. I find that so problematic. And yes, it angers me. Joanne, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Clement. I want you to give my viewpoint of it because I've got a similar viewpoint, but from a different angle.
Sure.
Okay. I agree, you can dress the way you want, okay, but not in public. If you want to look at your body parts, then go look in the mirror. But I don't want to walk into an office and look at another lady's boobs. Or walk into a shop and look at a guy's crack because his pants is too low. I find that absolutely disrespectful.
Mm.
And I think what you missed with the original voice note was that he actually said that it's not ladies wearing gym clothes in the gym that are wearing this everywhere. But the similar thing with you saying the men with the balls bulge in the jump pants or whatever it is. The thing is we have become so it's normal to show off everything. I mean, you've got young kids walking down the street and their bums are sticking out. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to go to a gym class and I'm looking at another lady's crack right in front of my face. It's disrespectful. If you want to see it, go look in the mirror. In the same in the office situation, yes, I hear what you're saying, like, we can't say, you know what, it's men's fault that, we can't say it's women's fault, they can't dress what they want because men have got a reaction. But let's just for 1 second go look at nature. If a dog is on heat, okay, what happens? Nature happens. If you are dressing in a way that makes a guy feel the way he feels, not that I'm saying it's correct, but what you are doing is you are enticing it. And the other way around as well, women also get a reaction. I mean, you've got these guys walking with their nice big muscles and arms and chasing whatever on the beach. The women also have a thought.
No, we need to work on ourselves, John.
But what I'm saying is, it's also part of nature. It's one thing to say you have to work on yourself.
Yeah.
It's another thing to say, but don't go entice it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we've all got a responsibility here. First of all, yes, we must work on our thoughts, but we must also not go look for it.
Yeah. So, Joanne, let me say this, right? And just to clarify, you are talking from a viewpoint of it's just disrespectful for other people who are seeing you, who are seeing your bum, who are seeing your penis, your bulge, right? Who are seeing the shape of your bums and whatever is being shown, because the other
you don't want to see it.
But here's the thing, though, Joanne. First of all, is the issue about reaction is I totally don't agree with that because that is not my problem as someone who's wearing the pants. As Joanne, as Clement, we need to stop ourselves from getting that reaction when we are seeing somebody who is dressed in that way. Because the next time it's going to be my daughter. My daughter who wakes up in the morning, wants to dress in whatever way they want to dress in the house. And then her uncle sees her in that way and gets that reaction. That is problematic the same way that the reaction is seen when you're in public, when you're at the gym. So that is a problem, Joy. And I think we need to work on ourselves when it comes to reaction. But the second thing, on the issue of respect, like, why is it disrespectful when somebody else, you can see just a crack of their bum at the mall because that's what they chose to wear? Like, how does it harm you as Joanne?
Because I have to look at it. It harms me in the sense that I have to look at it. You wearing that aren't seeing it. I am seeing it. I am seeing your bum. That is disrespectful.
Maybe you need to stay at home, Joanne.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, you know, everything can't just become acceptable in life. There must be some sort of, you know, I mean, it's like I say, I don't want to see another lady's boobs in the office. I also think to dress like that in an office environment is disrespectful.
Okay.
You know,
let's put it out there.
Some form of...
Yeah, there may be...
Would it be okay for you? Let's turn this around. Your daughter would dress like that. And she'll go to the mall. Will that be okay?
Yes, I've got a younger sister who's 18. I actually go shopping with her, Joanne, and I say, baby girl, you buy whatever you want. And she dresses. Sometimes you see that.
It's okay.
It's fine because this is what she wants to wear. As long as she's not walking to the mall naked. She's not walking to the mall naked. She's dressed in a way.
But you see, Clement, now you want to stop there. So it's okay if she wears, she's almost naked, but not totally naked. But in 10 years from now, then it's going to be okay. Then you're going to be the one phoning in to call and saying, but I'm finding it disrespectful because now I'm seeing everything.
Look, my thing is, as long as it doesn't harm other people, then I'm good with it. Joanne, let's put it out there to the other listeners. Maybe some, I'm sure there's some who agree with you, some who disagree with you, but I think we got your point. Thank you so much for calling us, Joanne, in Pretoria. Sbu, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Hey, what up, Clement? Okay?
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sharp, man. I'll be quick. I know you're pressed for time. Look, Clement, I'll talk about this from a cultural aspect. As an African myself, for me, breasts, I'll talk about that specifically. I see that as food for babies. I grew up with my aunties, my sisters, even my mom breastfeeding around me. So for me, it is, and they don't even have to hide it. For me, it's just food for babies. I think the problem is pornography and social pressure. Have you ever been in a situation where your boys or even some girls will tell you, yo, what do you think about my boobs today? Or what do you think about so-and-so's boobs? And every time I've had to say, but for me, that doesn't turn me on. Like, I've never seen breast as a sexual thing. They would make me feel guilty. Like, oh, man, what's wrong with you? Like, don't, you know, it's a society problem. I blame pornography, and I blame people who don't take accountability of their actions. Because, come on, if you wear something and I get any reaction, that is my reaction. The problem is with me.
That's you, yes.
You do what you want. It's not like you're putting your crack in my face. No. Mm. So for me, that you should do. And I think, in closing, it's a cultural thing. If I hear any African, and I'll put it out there, if you're African, black, South African, and you say boobs are a sexual thing for you, there is something very, very wrong with you. For other cultures, it's different. I'm not going to talk about religious and whatever, but as an African, shame on you, man, for making our, not our women.
Do you know, and you know how we used to dress up, right, Sbu? Like back in the day, that's how we used to dress up. Like women used to walk around bare-breasted, right? As men, we used to, what do you call those things? What's it in English? I don't know what it is in English, but it's a skin of a cow or a skin of an animal. Yeah, we used to wear those things, and men would walk around bare-breasted. Did we objectify them? Ah, come on. Sbu, thank you for your call, man, in Pretoria. Frank, you in Pretoria. Sharp, please. Good morning. Frank?
Yes or no?
Yeah, quick and sharp. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, you know, I like what the previous caller just mentioned now, that it's actually up to us how we deal with things. Just the thing that I wanted to raise for myself is how our school kids, when they go to school, what the uniforms that they wear. You know, every morning when I go to work, I'll talk to the taxi driver and ask him, that, how does this child leave home with such a short skirt going to school and then expect tomorrow not to be hit on by older guys? Because the way that they are, the uniform is so short, like while she's walking or while they're walking, you can even see the butt cheeks. And you ask yourself, when they sit down, how short's going to be? And then tomorrow we'll be talking about teenage pregnancies and all these things. You know, I wanted to find out exactly, like, is this uniform thing at school that they tell us concerning how long the uniform should be and all these things. Because these days, in the locations, if you walk around in the morning, you'll be shocked at how short the skirts
are. But Frank, teenage pregnancy is not caused by short skirts, is it?
They're very short. Like, I would ask her if really.
Yeah, but I'm saying that doesn't cause teenage pregnancy. Teenage pregnancy is caused by teenagers who, if it's not in a case of rape, they decide to consent to a sexual encounter and they have sex and they make a baby. That's not because of a short skirt.
But then what entices an older person to hit on a child with a...
It should never. You see, that's where the problem is, Frank, and that's what the previous caller was saying. Why? The problem is you. Why are you being enticed by someone who's wearing a short skirt and the first thing you're thinking about is sex? You are the problem. Because how many times, like, imagine, Frank, imagine you see your brother's daughter, your brother's daughter or your neighbor wearing a short skirt. You are thinking of sex. So the problem is you and I, Frank, who get the reaction from seeing people dressed in whatever they would like to dress in.
You see, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind all those things. The biggest problem I'm having is, why in schools, if you're studying in schools, then that means also universities and in the workplace is not going to change. Because normally from back then, when I was in school, school kids, you know, the uniforms, they'll say four fingers from the knee. But today, it's short.
Okay, Frank, I think we got your point. I'm going to ask you guys to please be quick and sharp. I've got so many calls that I want to get through. I want to get through as many as possible and get to the voice notes as well. Sebastian, you're in El Dorado Park. Go ahead. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. And here we go again with this masculinity. You know, Clement, as I'm saying to you now, we as men must stop objectifying women, and women are allowed to wear what they want to wear. We as men that are the problem here. And I think any woman, any girl, any person has got the right to wear what they want to wear. We must not become sexually active when we see other people wearing what they're wearing and then we get aroused. It's we as men that are the problem. And the masculinity, I feel it again. And the lady, Joanne, that said dogs. You know, I get offended to be compared to a dog, because as a human being, I think my thinking as a person, I'm more superior than a dog. So for me, it's infuriating. Yeah. And thank you, Clement. You have a great day.
Sebastian, thank you for calling us in El Dorado Park. Ntlantla, you are in Pretoria. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Ntlantla. Go ahead.
Hi, how's it?
I'm
good, man. This is Ntlantla from Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
Check. This is what I think, my man. First thing, the caller was, the voice note actually, was raising a concern. Kukuti, yeah, now this thing offends him. Now, if there's a if someone says you are hurting them, it means you don't have a right to say you are not. Because now this guy is raising a concern. Now we need to address it.
Yeah.
You can't now judge him on the way. Yeah, now when they see a woman who is dressed in their tights, they think about sex. But now when they raise that concern, we need to now address it instead of now judging them. When they see someone in a tight, it means it's sex. You get what I'm saying?
Mm, but he's not now, saying how he's not saying how he's harmed. In the voice note, he says, yes, it's a concern. But how is he harmed? Right? Like, why are you concerned? How are you harmed? Like, does it, I don't know, does it take away your right? Does it make you feel, I don't know. I want to know how it harms you that he sees women dressed in, quote unquote, inappropriately.
How do you get to know if they are not wearing a tight?
Say again?
How do you get to see if they are not wearing a tight?
I don't understand, Dantla.
How do you get
to see that someone is?
Pardon?
Are you saying how do you get to see if someone has big bums if they're not wearing a tie?
Yes, if they're not wearing a tie.
Okay, so if they are wearing a tie and you see the big bums, where is the problem? And how does that harm you as in Tantla?
It's things that should be looked at by the husband instead of me out there. That's what he's trying to say. And now if we don't look at it that way, it offends them. If me eating pork offends my brother, I will stop eating pork to save my brother so that I don't lose a brother.
Hmm? Really, Dantla? So if, let's say this, Dantla, as Clement right now.
Sure.
I'm offended when women are wearing bikinis.
Sure.
So women must stop wearing bikinis when they are swimming. They must go there wearing jeans and long pants and swim because it offends Clement that they choose to wear bikinis.
Yo, to save you. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's why I'm there to Muslims wear the way they wear.
Yes, but to your argument, Dantla, I'm saying right now, I'm giving you a practical scenario. I'm saying I'm offended and I'm concerned about women wearing bikinis. And I'm going to Dubai next week and I'm going to be seeing women wearing bikinis. Must they stop wearing bikinis? Because to your argument, they must think about what concerns me and what offends me. Are you saying they must stop wearing bikinis?
Most definitely.
If
we need to be saving a brother, the aim is not to lose someone.
How are you going to lose? How am I going to be lost in Tanta? What harm am I going to die if women continue wearing bikinis and I don't like to see them in bikinis? Am I going to die? Am I going to lose my rights? Am I going to lose my job?
I'm not going to be offended. When someone is offended, it means we are not on the same page. You and I won't be on the same page.
We're
on the same page. We need to have a consensus.
Okay, Tantla, thank you for your contribution. Sure. Thank you. Calling us from Pretoria. Woo! Let's take a break.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Nzako, you're calling us from Alberton. Good morning.
Hi, Clement.
Hey, Tada.
I just want to make a comment regarding the caller who was saying that kids should stop wearing short skirts to school. I totally disagree with him. First of all, he's probably a dad, or he's going to be a dad, or he's an uncle to someone. So if someone has that kind of mentality that kids wearing short skirts make no otherwise, or they fall pregnant, I wonder what does he think of his immediate family. This is like we're living in a very different world altogether.
Oh.
So I don't even understand how his understanding of kids mustn't wear skates. They are kids. They're supposed to do that.
Yeah. And imagine abantwana abancane in Tsako, the kids who are play around at home when they are not even wearing nappies or
it's kids going to school. And yet he is worried, why are they wearing short skates? They're going to school. It's not like they're going to a strip club.
Yeah, Ntako, honestly speaking, guys, and I'm being so honest, I'm so scared, and I can only imagine as a woman how triggering this is for you. As a woman who is constantly subjected to the kind of treatment from men. Someone sent me a tweet saying at the gym, like, you know, the ladies who work at the gym often have to fend off, you know, men and get men away from some of the women at the gym. Like, men actually even do that, like approach women at the gym when they're wearing these tight pants and they're constantly looking at them. And there was a case, actually. There was a case where there was a man who was found masturbating at the gym while looking at a female who was wearing tight pants. There was a case like that. I must just remember where it happened. I remember that. I can only imagine how triggering and how upsetting this is for you as a woman. Because that's not my lived experience. I've got the privilege to wear track pants without underwear, walk around. Nobody gets to tell me anything. But as a woman, you wear comfortable clothes at the gym. You wear whatever you want to wear to go to school, to go to work. And that upsets people because they can't deal with their own sexual reactions. So, is it Suren who's calling us from Bedford View? Good morning, Suren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Actually, very annoyed by this comment. But what I'd like to comment is that one, it is a constitutional right for women to dress how they want to, where they want to, and what they want to. It is not up to society to dictate to women what they need to do. And with regard to Joanne's comment, let's not confuse cultural viewpoints with your right as a citizen of South Africa that is enshrined in the Constitution. And secondly, with regard to the Ntaka's comment, the way Muslims dress, women dress, fair, but there's also a contradictory responsibility upon men.
Yeah.
When they do see a woman that is inappropriately dressed in their views, there is a room for a man to lower his gaze. To protect himself. So we need to have a paradigm shift when it comes to the thinking of men.
That's
and
true.
How they perceive women to be.
That's true, Suren. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for calling us in Bedford View. Zanele, you are in Centurion. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what a heated speech today. You know, I think this whole thing comes from control. I think as individuals, we forget one thing, that we are in charge of our feelings. You know, if I see something, I decide how I react to whatever that I'm seeing. So if men or any other person who's uncomfortable with anyone else dressing up the way they like, just deal with yourself. Deal with your own feelings because you choose to see whatever that you see. So if you feel like you are aroused by seeing someone wearing a tie, it's your decision. You've chosen that feeling. You can also choose a different feeling, you know? The people who do not rape, it does not mean they do not have feelings. It does not mean they do not see things that are attractive to them. But they just decide to choose to see it in a different way that doesn't affect them in such a way that they will advance to raping someone or touching someone inappropriately. It happens with women as well. You know, as older women, we sometimes get upset when we look at younger ladies maybe showing a cleavage or whatever. The bottom line is, it's my decision. If the younger lady feels like they want to show their cleavage, it's their decision. I must just decide to see it in a different way that does not offend me. Because I control the offense. When I'm offended or not, I'm the only one who has control over that.
No, that's true. That's true, Zanele. Thank you so much for calling us. You know, yeah, I think we'll do a segment. I think we should do a segment about toxic masculinity, fragile masculinity. We're going to do a one-on-one on the toxicity of masculinity so that people get to understand and learn why what they're saying is wrong. Why how they are reacting is wrong. Yeah. And I hope after that conversation, people will do better and approach this much better. Let's listen to some voice notes, and I'll come to you, Boitumelo Inwaisdin.
Tokologo Lekhwali here from Pretoria North, and we wonder why there's 10,000, 20,000 young teens. It's because they see the example from the older generation, from what they see on TV. It's okay to dress all slutty. But when things like teen pregnancy and all those things come up, it's GBV.
Wow.
Unfortunately, if a woman wears it, she invites someone to rape her. That's how it is.
Okay, I'm not even going to play that voice note. I'm not even going to continue with that voice note. Let's take a break, Abel.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Boitumelo, you're calling us from Westdene. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. It's, what we hear people talking about is shocking. And the fact that the guy from Pretoria, I can say, when you go to the beach and you don't like people wearing bikini, they shouldn't wear the bikini.
Yeah, so, because they must think about Clement's feelings, right? Clement, how fragile is your masculinity? Oh,
That is actually sticking. And to find out there are women that actually support that notion as well. I mean, this reminds you of a president from another country that said somebody was wearing a kanga and walked into their room. This is actually the same mentality.
Yeah. Look, you know what? Boitumelo, on Friday, we're going to have this conversation. We're going to have a because I think the problem here is that's how broad, right? That's how many people think they're correct to have such views. So I think we'll find time. Look, we've already set up Friday's show, but we'll move things around. I think we need to dedicate some time to talk about the toxicity of masculinity, the fragility of masculinity, right? And the consequences of having those problematic views because you think you are a man. And you think you're superior enough to have a view about what women should dress up. And you think whenever you are not in control of your emotions,